I didn't hear you come in. You see, I was just sorting through all my Christmas presents, separating the wheat from the chaff. The wheat goes into the re-gifting pile, and the chaff goes into the returning pile. I know that this activity must make me seem a little ungrateful, even churlish, but is it more thoughtless than this singing fish, which I meant to hang on my wall so that it serenades me whenever I walk in the room? Honestly, what will become of us? Look at all this consumerist dreck. Chaff, 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 chaff. Wheat. Chaff, chaff, chaff. What's this? A bottle of scotch? Well, who sent me this? My accountant, of course. Ever since I inherited the family curse and fortune, she's been rolling in the lolly. And I've suddenly become quite popular. You know what I asked for this Christmas? Solitude. But what I got was an endless parade of long-lost aunts and uncles, nephews, nieces, fourth cousins, thrice removed, and a baker's dozen of great-grandparents, all bearing discount wine, a sob story, and another thoughtless tchotchka for the pile. Screw it. I'll just burn the lot. I'll burn this place to the ground. Then I'll have the peace and quiet I so desperately crave. Wow. Look at the flames. Like a rainbow. A lot of plastic in that pile. Anyway, this ought to burn for a while. Won't take long for the flames to spread to the curtains and furniture. What say we break into the scotch and settle in with a trite little holiday tale while we watch the world burn to the ground? This one's called Claws. This was the one. What if this was the night that he finally lost his grip and slammed into the side of a skyscraper, raining sleigh bells and antlers all over the street below?
That's really morbid.
It's kind of inevitable, don't you think? He's gonna hit a building or get shot out of the sky by anti-aircraft guns.
Why are you called Happy?
I was named after my dad, who was also quite somber. Hey, what's that?
What do you think it is?
No. It can't be.
What?
Is it?
What are you on about?
Is it really him? Is it really Santa?
Who the fuck else would it be? Get your head in the game. Let's bring him in.
It's Santa. He made it.
Clear the field. Everybody, clear the field. We're bringing him in.
Christmas wins again.
This is NPX. You're clear to land on runway 2, Big Red.
Roger that. Gonna be a bit bumpy.
Got trouble, Red?
One injured reindeer, ground control. Gonna lean on Dasher and Prancer.
Godspeed, Red. We'll have a crew standing by. Take your time with it.
We'll see what happens. Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Oh my God. He's gonna dump me. We're all going to die.
Clear the field. Veterinary and craft services on two. That's one injured reindeer, one hungry saint. Let's move!
God damn it, Santa. I thought this was the one. I thought for sure this was it.
Oh, Ho, 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 Happy, you're such a downer.
Well, I'm just, you know, I get worried.
Yeah, I don't even like the irony of your name anymore. I'm gonna call you Grimsby from now on. Oh,
oh.
Ground crew, let's clear this sleigh and get the deer housed. Look alive, people! Google satellite is passing overhead in 4 minutes. I want this place clear of any signs of habitation. Pristine, snow, and glacier. Let's move!
Okay, bring that deer over to me. Yeah, I'm on it. Okay. Let's bring my kit round.
I'm running over here now. I'm running over here.
Dasher, what happened? What did you do to yourself here? Yeah, that's quite a gash you got on your flank there. Looks like a claw mark or something. What the hell got at you? A cat, did you say? Huh?
Ho, ho, ho. Well now, Stroppy, what's the word? How's my little deer doing?
He's got quite the gash, Big Red. What happened out there?
We were doing good, had it all wrapped up for the night. Our last stop was the Norwegian Research Station, just a few miles over. Popped in, dropped off some long johns, and when I came out, the deer were all spooked. Dasher had a big wound. Now, what do you think might do something like that?
A cat? Polar bear.
Yeah, I was thinking polar.
Yeah, me too, totally. Yeah, never you mind. We'll have her all fixed up in no time.
Good stuff. You hear that, Dasher? Stroppy's gonna take care of you. Come on in for some Nog when you got her patched up.
I can have Nog again?
Well, yeah, if you don't overdo it.
But how do you do that?
Do what?
Like, how do you not overdo it?
Just moderation, Stroppy.
But when you have one and it goes down so smooth...
Just stop at one. Enjoy it. Enjoy the memory of it. Be grateful for having had it.
You say these things like it's no problem. Like, obtaining another one isn't an all-consuming fever after the first one.
Okay, just fix my deer, buddy.
You got it, Pontiac.
Hey ho, my little helpers. Let me just grab your attention for a mo here. Well, we did it. Another year in the can. And aside from a minor incident involving Dasher, who was a bit injured. Hey, it's minor. Stroppy says she'll be her old self in no time. And other than that, the whole thing went off without a hitch. Thanks to you clowns for putting up with my shit year after year and loading out another full sleigh full of holiday cheer. Oh.
All right.
Having said that, there's gonna be another round of layoffs in the new year. Look, I know it's tough. I do. But there are hardly any nice kids anymore. And they don't want dumbass wooden trains either.
I can give you an item.
You'll get a handsome severance package and benefits until June. I'm not an ogre. I'm Santa Claus. Ho, 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 ho. And I'm happy to recommend you to any employer. Why, the Cookie Factory is always hiring.
That's because of the freakishly high mortality rate.
Oh, come on. What do you want from me? It's the 21st century, and it's starting to look like our last.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Roll with it. On that note, here's our annual Christmas card from the ex-Mrs. Claus. God, Bless her. Hey, gang, how you doing? Hope the toy factory is in fine shape and you guys are having fun. Currently in San Paolo with Trevor, and yes, this is a sunburn from our first day at the club. I'd better pace myself, but I do miss the snow. Hi, Sant. Hope you're not eating too much. Love, Brittany.
You're better off on your own.
Ain't she a peach? All right, nothing left to do but get lit. There's no party like a North Pole party.
Yeah, all right.
This is bullshit.
What do you mean, Murphy? The Nog? The Nog is top drawer.
No, not the Nog. The layoffs.
It's gonna be a skeleton crew when he's done cleaning house. We can barely keep up as it is. Who do you think is gonna get the axe?
Happy.
Oh, for sure Happy. He hates Happy. Look at him over there, sucking up. If I were him, I'd give Big Red a break from his annoying personality. Legolas?
Maybe. He is a bit hotty for an elf.
Yeah. Struppy?
Nah, he'll never can Struppy. Even though he's a drunk, takes care of the deer, so he's golden.
Yeah, fair. Okay.
Speak of the devil. Hey, Strappy, how's Dasher doing?
Hi,
how's Dasher doing?
I'm just fine, thanks.
How's Dasher doing, though?
Fine? Why wouldn't it? What?
You feeling okay?
I said I'm fine.
Well, you're acting kind of strange.
I always act this way.
And you haven't touched your Nog.
I never touch my Nog.
And you got a big gash across your neck like a claw mark or something.
I always have a big gash across my neck.
I don't remember any big gash across your neck.
That's why I wear a turtleneck all the time.
Well, that's clearly a fresh wound. And you should probably have it looked at.
I cut myself shaving, okay? What's the big deal?
That's a gruesome wound and you're bleeding all over the parquet.
I don't want to talk about me anymore. How are you? Want to come to a secluded area alone with me?
What?
Office party.
I'm good.
Whoa, there's my little tipsy buddy. How's our favorite deer doing?
Oh,
did I say favorite? I meant, of course, our first and most important deer.
You talking to me?
Yeah.
Deer is fine. Deer is great. Deer still looks like a deer. Being a deer, nothing wrong with no deer. Everything is normal.
Oh, you seem to have injured yourself. Did you fill out an incident report?
Can we just stop with everybody looking at me and all this?
Seriously, you might be delirious from blood loss.
And you might die.
Oh. Hey, buddy, let's get you to the infirmary. Have Doc patch you up.
No, don't touch me. I escape.
Somebody grab him before he bleeds out.
Strappy, we just want to help.
Help yourself.
He's heading for the stables.
Health intervention. Come on, everybody. This is a health intervention.
Stop. Stop. Stop.
Screech.
Google satellites overhead. Everybody stay put.
This is kind of an emergency, Poppy. I don't see why we should have to...
Do you want to blow the whole deal? Do you want foreign agents and terrorists to know exactly where we are?
Well, who's going to attack Santa's workshop? I mean, really.
Oh, it's true. I'm fairly universally admired.
You ain't everybody's sweetheart, Santa baby. 10 seconds. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Let's go, let's go! Strappy, hang on.
Hey, guys.
Strappy, you don't seem in your right head, and I think it would be best if you came with us.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not in my right head. I should change that.
That's a good plan.
Whoa!
What the hell's happening to him?
His head is cracking open. No, he's
got a flip top head.
Well, there's tentacles coming out.
He's got claws growing out of his chest.
And now he has eight legs.
The reindeer are changing too.
They're growing eye stalks.
That one's got an octopus head.
Vixen has sailor arms covered in tattoos.
They're merging together.
What the hell is happening?
Murphy, the flamethrower on the wall. Burn it.
Get it, Murphy.
Sorry this happened, man. It's a shitty way to end the year. What can you tell us, Doc?
Well, analysis of the blood from both Stroppy and the reindeer suggests that the genetic material was being rewritten. They all had each other's genes, and they were fighting with another genetic strain unlike anything I've seen. Something possibly alien in origin.
Wow, that's a pretty epic hypothesis.
Well, I don't think it's unreasonable. Look at this mess. This is clearly an alien mess.
But Stroppy looked normal, like himself, except for a gash across his neck.
Well, that may have been the point of entry for the alien entity. A single molecule will begin the transformation. The alien gene absorbs and rewrites the host gene, but retains memory of the structure, so it could mimic its host exactly, right down to its brain function and memories.
That's ludicrous.
Now, even so.
You figured all that out in, like, 3 minutes?
Now, I keep telling you all I should be working at Johns Hopkins or somewhere I could do some good in the world instead of tending to your sniffles and boo-boos. But I'm an elf, and the world seemingly can't handle that.
We have to keep our existence hypothetical.
Or what?
Or they'll perform experiments on us.
Yeah. You're probably right. Ah, people. I should warn you all right now that this creature could be anything, anyone. It could be standing among us right now. If we don't make sure every trace of it is eliminated, Santa's elves will be history.
Well, the stable was torched and the other elves have buried the remains deep in the snow.
Let's pray you got it all. One drop of blood is all it would take for this thing to rise up and conquer us all.
Oh, I've got a question, Doc. How come some of you elves have a high-pitched cartoony voice and some of you have what I would call a normal, pleasant speaking voice that doesn't grate on the nerves?
Well, the high-pitched, happy, cartoony voice is the standard pure elf voice. Those of us with more somber, morose speaking voices are mixed blood, possibly having brownie or goblin heritage. My grandmother, for instance, was a gnome.
All right, we gotta be sure about all this. Did anybody have any physical contact with Stroppy at all, or any of the deer tonight?
Oh.
No.
Oh, no.
Are you all certain of that?
No.
Any of us could already be infected. Is there any way we could test it, Doc?
Simple urine test. Alien matter is highly susceptible to damage from fire, so boiling it would most likely cause it to react.
All right, Poppy, put the kettle on.
Well, we're going to do this here and now.
Goddamn right we're doing it here and now.
Oh.
Is that everybody, Doc?
Well, still waiting on Legolas.
Legolas, what's the holdup? Let's go.
I can't go when everybody's listening.
Well, I'm just going to assume you're an alien and torch you right now.
Sing a song or something. Turn on a vacuum cleaner.
For crying out loud.
Oh, go easy on them. Everybody's got their weird thing. I'll help. Oh, I guess it's time for a Christmas song. Who wants to sing a rambling, improvised Christmas song that's not copywritten in any way? I think I can hear some splishity splash and some drippity drops, so we're well on our way, okay?
All done.
That's
here you go.
The improvised Christmas song about Pee-Pee and friends having a good time, just...
All right, everybody, stand back. I'm going to put each of these on the Bunsen burner, and we'll see soon enough if anybody's infected. Legolas, we'll start with you.
I am pure elf and nothing besides.
Uh-huh. The P-test will reveal all.
Is anybody here a monster? Only time will tell, of course.
Well, there is some troll in my family line, but way back.
Shut up a minute, dude.
Well, this is exciting. Should I make some popcorn, or...?
All right, well, the pea's boiling clean. Legolas, you're in the clear.
Of course.
So, I wasn't listening super hard just now, but did you say one of your ancestors made it with a troll?
I don't like to talk about that, sir.
I'll bet.
Now I know I'm not infected, so I'll go next.
Why so much, Murph?
I've been drinking since noon. Murphy is as Murphy does, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see what Dobby's urine has to say.
Dobby is very nervous about his test.
You and me both, pal. So far, so good. Shit!
There it goes! Stop monsterizing!
Burn him, Murphy! Burn
him! Oh,
many tentacles!
Spit!
Chaotic and awful. Yeah, I did not think that through. Okay, in retrospect, we should have tied everybody up or separated them or something. That's on me.
We gotta get out of here.
True, but it's the Arctic Circle. Where are we gonna go?
Back to the elf land of our youth.
That's a nice thought, but we were all raised in captivity. I don't know where the elf lands are. I also don't know if you're infected or not. You could just be saying that.
I am just saying it, but it happens to be true.
Well, that's not super convincing.
Well, how do I know you're not infected? You could have swapped out your urine samples to fool us.
Yeah. This whole situation is fucked.
Should we get on the radio and...
We can't risk this thing reaching civilization. We have to burn it all down.
On that note, why do we have a flamethrower at Santa's workshop?
Some kid asked for it for Christmas back in 48. He was a really good kid, so we went ahead and pieced it together, but then at the last minute, Santa was like, maybe not a great idea.
I'm scared, Murphy.
We're all scared, Poppy. Just keep your wits about you. We'll get out of this.
Yeah. Boy, this is turning out to be more of a diehard Christmas than a Miracle on 34th Street Christmas, isn't it?
Poppy, You're all right. You better not be an alien monster, or so help me God.
Hey, the door to Santa's office is open. He never leaves it unlocked.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust us either.
Could be another survivor hiding in there.
Let's take a look. Santa? Legolas? Monster? I got a flamethrower, so don't try anything funny.
There's nobody here.
What a mess. Somebody turned this room inside out.
There's letters to Santa all over the floor. Murphy, these aren't even opened.
What? Old man's getting sloppy.
Here's one from the Norwegian research station just up the way. Dear Santa, we are hoping that you are being well. We are just wanting to say
collectively we are very good boys and girls this year, but we have discovered an alien spaceship in the ice and unleashed a hostile organism that is currently taking over our base. So sorry we cannot offer you cookies and milk this year, but stay away or all will die.
Love, Norwegian Research Station.
God damn it! If he'd just done his job and read the letters, we wouldn't be in this mess now.
No use crying over unpoured milk. Here we are. Let's deal with this.
That's the spirit. All right. Somehow we gotta figure out who's still alive and not infected. Because we're gonna burn this place to the ground.
How are we going to do that?
This whole workshop and the outlying bunkers are fitted with active explosives. We just need to set the timer from the self-destruct panel in the basement.
Why on earth?
It was put in place in case the workshop got captured by communists.
What?
It was a different time. We can talk about this later. Let's move. And keep an eye out for survivors.
I'm a survivor.
Ah! Jesus, Doc. I almost burned you to a crisp.
Well, thanks for not.
How did you get out of the lab?
Through the door like everybody else.
Oh, yeah?
How do we know you're not infected?
Please, I'm a doctor. I think I would know if I was infected.
Yeah, you would know, but we wouldn't know.
Please, I think we would know.
No, we wouldn't know.
Please.
You said yourself the alien entity can exactly duplicate its host.
I am a doctor. I think I would know if I was being duplicated.
Well, so are you?
What does it look like?
Well, it looks like you.
So there you go.
But that's the whole point. We wouldn't be able to tell if you were yourself or if you were a duplicate.
Please, I'd be able to tell. I am a doctor.
Yeah, but we wouldn't. That's why you're stressing us out.
Please.
Please.
You're gonna have to do the pee test.
Murphy,
what?
Come on.
What do you mean, come on?
Come on.
What?
Come on.
Come on what?
I am a doctor.
I know you're a fucking doctor, but you could also be an alien monster.
Please.
Just burn him.
Wait.
You called that one, Pop.
Yeah, just a hunch, really. Let's get to the basement. Ugh. So dank down here.
You said it.
I don't know why I thought it would be finished, like with a ping pong table and stuff.
There's a ping pong table. It's just, who would ever want to come down here? Spiders and things.
Right. Let's find that self-destruct mechanism.
If I recall correctly, it should be in that far corner there. Just through that wide, dark, empty space where the shadows seem almost alive.
All right, well, I'll check it out.
I'll cover you.
What was that?
Uh-oh. Oh my god! It's you! It's so hideous! Happy! Dobby! Legolas! All the tentacles and faces and claws and junk! I'm glad nobody else has to see this! You want some of this? self-destruct button.
Which app will self-destruct in 3 seconds?
Wait,
two,
what?
One.
Well, that ought to do it. So much for Christmas. That was the last Christmas.
Oh, 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 oh. Never say never.
Red, you made it.
I made it.
Or did you?
Did you?
I blew it up.
Did you?
I surely did.
Well, that's great.
Fantastic.
I'm proud of you.
Are you now?
Of course.
Are you... you?
Are you?
I am. At least I think I am.
Are you sure?
Are you?
Reasonably.
You still know who's naughty and who's nice?
It's all... relative.
Right.
Right. Right.
You know I can't let this thing escape. If it's in you, I have to kill you.
Likewise. Oh. But how can we know for sure?
Guess we'll just wait it out for a minute here.
Yeah, we could do that.
Just catch my breath.
It's a good idea.
Is Krampus real, by the way?
Oh, it sure is.
That's nasty.
It is. It really is.
Who dreams up shit like that?
God, I guess.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Phantom Signal. Tonight's episode, Claws, was performed by Andrew Bailey, Jason McDonald, and Tara Travis. Jason handled the script, editing, gift wrapping, and sound and music assembly. Special thanks to all the artists who've contributed by way of sounds and samples at Freesound, Looperman, and Music Radar. This special holiday episode was recorded by the actors entirely in isolation from one another in the terribly disappointing year of our Lord 2020. Tara Travis is our producer in Secret Santa. Asha Kidd and Bruce McPherson are our executive producers. The Phantom Signal Studio Anthology Volume 1 is made possible in part thanks to the generous contributions of listeners just like you. Check out PhantomSignalRadio.com for a full list of the guilty parties. And hey, while you're there, why not see what we've got cooking up in the lab? If you enjoy the program and would like to show us some encouragement, toss some money in the cauldron and share us with your friends. You can like us on Facebook and Instagram and elsewhere on the digital wasteland as well. Thanks for listening. Good night. And hold on, friends. The future is just around the corner.